President's Press Conference, 20 September, 1951.
I have a letter to the Vice President on the tax bill for release. It's ready for you. It'll be handed out to you after the conference. It'll explain a great many questions that you may ask me here much better than I can do it off the cuff. Any questions? I'm ready.
Mr. President, on Monday at the Library of Congress, you said that a Russian agreement was not worth the paper it was written on. If that's the case, will this country continue to seek agreements with Russia?
Yes.
Well,
again, when you are in a position to enforce your agreements, they'll be kept. That's the reason for the defense program. Wish I had time to give you a complete rehash of things that have happened since the Germans folded up. What'd you say?
Mr. President, along that line, and a few of the Russian diplomatic defeat at San Francisco, and the majors were taking at Ottawa, and Senator McMahon speech the other day, and your own statement. Do you think that Russia has lost the initiative in the Cold War?
That's a question I can't answer. We'll have to wait for results to find out whether that's true or not.
I was wondering if you think that the, in view of all those things, though, that the prospects are a little bit more hope for peace than...
There's a possibility, a stronger possibility than ever, I think, if we stick to our knitting and go ahead with the defense program.
A stronger possibility of what side?
Peace.
We stick to our knitting.
If we stick to what side?
Our knitting.
Go ahead, what was the last...
That's an old Missouri phrase. Go ahead with our defense program. What do you want to ask me, Tony? You got up just as he did.
I was just correcting something. I tell you, I do have a question. Do you know whether... would you mind saying if you're considering Mayor Fletcher Boren of Los Angeles for a federal judgeship?
His name hasn't come up to me.
His name hasn't come up.
Would it be correct to...
Under the circumstances, it is necessary, and I dislike it very much. That's what we organized the United Nations for, was to argue these things out without the use of force, but it's become impossible. Korea is the example.
Could we have that answer repeated, Mr. President?
That last
pick up the question.
Under the circumstances, it is necessary.
Sure.
And I dislike it very much. So that is what...
Right.
That is what we organized the United Nations for, was to argue these things out without the use of force.
Without the use of force.
But it has become impossible. Korea, impossible. Korea is the example.
I can name you several examples if you want them. There's Greece and Turkey and Korea and Berlin, Trieste in the beginning.
When you think of the use of force, you're referring in a general way to all the areas of disagreement?
To the ability, to our ability to meet force with force. That's all we're aiming at, and we don't want to misuse that force. Our idea is a free and happy world, and that's what we're going to continue to fight for.
The other fellow
has
to use the force first.
Well, I didn't say that. That's what brought on the Korean thing. I can't comment on that.
President, where do the truce negotiations in Korea fit into this picture?
They were
requested by the opposition, and we're willing to put forth every effort possible to get a peaceful solution without killing any more people. That's the why I'm here for.
Mr. President, Senator Lehman of New York made a statement to the Senate last Friday pointing out that there are apparent conflicts in the testimony of Louis Boudin before the McCarran Committee and his testimony last year to the Tigers Committee. And Senator Lehman suggested there should be a further investigation of this apparent conflict. And I was wondering, did you agree with the Senator that there should be a further investigation?
Well, I'm always in favor of getting the truth in these investigations, and I hope that that committee will go ahead and try to get the truth. Well, now, I'm happy to have Mr. Flynn's opinion because I think he's a very able political prognosticator. But I have no comment to make on your question. I have no comment to make on the question. He has one. Gave it to him when he was first appointed, as I do all ambassadors.
Sir, has the testimony in the American Liverpool during the Hill changed your opinion as to the propriety of this Royal Dominion?
No, I don't feel like commenting on the operations of the committee until they get through, and then I'll give you all the comments you want.
Do you have any comment on the Senate Committee's action on
Illinois judges? No, no comment. I appointed those judges, and I'm the appointed power.
And you must?
I appointed the judges, and I have the appointed power. The Senate has the right to confirm or reject the appointments. They have not rejected them. They just refused to appoint them, report them out.
President, in 1947, the United States sponsored a United Nations resolution for the extradition of war criminals. Recently, that was discovered in California in Nazi war criminals, named Partufka. And the Jewish organization maintained that he was responsible for the death of many thousands of people in the death camps in Yugoslavia. And the Yugoslavs have asked for his extradition. Can you tell us what you might think about this thing, and also, sir, whether you believe we should act in accordance with the United Nations resolution?
I don't know anything about the proposition, therefore I can't comment on it.
Mr. President, referring to the Illinois judges, isn't a refusal by a judiciary committee to report either fairly or unfairly, you know, in other words, no report at all?
That's not.
No act at all,
that's not a rejection.
Are you expecting further action by the committee?
Well, no, I don't expect further action by that committee. I don't expect further action by the committee.
Do you intend to send another nomination?
No, I do not. I'm satisfied with the ones I've sent. No comment. You'll be informed in plenty of time what my program will be for next year, but I'm not ready to tell you now. I told you once before I know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to tell you. Oh, sometime before the convention meets. Yeah, that's the one I'm interested in. Every good Democrat ought to be interested in the platform of his committee.
President, do you think it's significant that Senator Sparkman said today that the only one who was asked to testify in the hearings on Ambassador Jessup for the delegate to the United Nations is Senator McCarthy?
I didn't understand what you're trying to get at.
Senator Sparkman, who has a subcommittee on the hearings on Ambassador Jessup as a delegate of the United Nations, said today that the only one who's asked to testify is Senator McCarthy.
Well, that's for the committee to decide.
Idea on the Lithgow case, but do you think it's all right for the national chairman to contact government agencies on behalf of the people coming to Washington?
What's he chairman of the National Democratic Committee for?
If
he's chairman of the National Democratic Committee to be kind to people who come to town and want introductions. That's a part of the job of the Democratic National Chairman, and it's been carried out by everyone that's ever been there. Okay. It's not right for him, though, to take fees for operations of that kind. There's a distinction and a difference.
Would that apply to all members, all employees and officials of the National Committee?
Yes, it would.
Even these volunteer workers?
Even these volunteer workers.
They should not take fees?
No, sir. Oh, I don't see how you can be puzzled.
Well, it seems that there's a gentleman created here.
I've done my part. I didn't create the impasse.
Well,
all right. Let the Senate take the responsibility.
Or at least the Senate committee.
The Senate has not acted, as I told you.
Well, do you expect the Senate to act?
Not unless the committee makes a report. You see, it takes two-thirds to discharge a committee in the Senate.
Mr. President, I don't want to do any wrong to a fellow Missourian, but I'd like to ask you a Mr. Grant's question on the volunteer workers. Mr. Young testified that he had no time, had ever attempted to help anyone except to inquire status of things other than the two companies, Lester and Jacob, that he represented on a salary basis. Have you approve of a volunteer worker taking a regular appointment from a company doing business work?
I don't think any person who is connected with the Democratic National Committee, be he volunteer or otherwise, has any business taking fees from anybody for what he does for them as a member of the National Committee. No, my impression is that he did not. And I've got his word for it, and I believe it.
Mr. President, the political world has been saying lately that the, irrespective of all these investigations, all this, might impair the Democrats' chances in 1952, that they never throw a party out of power when the country is prosperous. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that.
Very hopeful.
Here's what the difficulty is. I can give you a little lecture on politics. There are no issues on which these people can attack the administration. The country's prosperous. We are carrying out a foreign policy which we think will be successful. We're doing everything we possibly can to keep the country on an even keel. Now, when the opposition has no issues on which to fight, their next step is misrepresentation and smear, and that's what's going on. It's based on neither one, May. It's based on neither one. That's one of your wrong impressions that you're putting out. Well, I'm answering you. For the 5 years that I've been president, there's been a net surplus of $8 billion. That's not deficit financing. And the defense program has not yet made its impact on the economy.
Attitude of the two parties
or deficit
financing?
Well, about the same, if I remember my history. And when it's necessary to meet a situation, it has to be met. The tail end of an administration which ended in 1932, I think, ran in the red pretty regularly. Then when the emergency had to be met, the means to meet it were in the hands of the President of the United States, and he took advantage of them and took the country out of the hole. Well, I've never been for deficit financing. And I haven't had deficit financing. Read the record. Yes, I will if they don't give me the tax bills to meet it. Yes, 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 I can. That's the reason I asked for it. Whenever it's misrepresentation, it's a smear.
President, you say the country being prosperous and so on, is there any occasion to revive New Deal legislation such as the Grand Plan and government aid to various projects?
I'll give you that in the Democratic platform when we go to write.
You're going to direct the writing of the platform?
I'm going to help. I always help. I've been helping ever since I was, it's been 30 years. I've been helping to give the Democrats the right issues to win with the people. And I've been pretty successful at it.
President, any more ideas about this stuff?
No. I'm not ready yet.
Thank you, Mr. President.